The Ran. The Ran has an unbelievable chiddush. He starts bothered by, really, what is the spur? What bothers the Ran? You know, what is driving him? Which particular passage? The Gemara in Ketubos Daf Tzadi Dalet. Because the Baal HaMor asked a really good question. The Baal HaMor said, if Rav Lazar holds Af Eidei Chasima Karte, Af Eidei Nesira Karte, and the Eidei Chasima work as well. So in the case of Shnei Shtaris, Hayotzim Yom Echad, we have Eidei Chasima on both. We don't know, we don't have Eidei Nesira in front of us. We don't even know that there were Eidei Nesira. And yet Shmuel says Shuda. And if Shmuel, who passes like Rav Lazar, there holds Af Eidei Nesira Karte. So in this case, if there were only Eidei Chasima and Eidei Chasima are Karte, why does Shmuel say Shuda? He should say Chalukah like Rav. That was the Baal HaMor's question. That's a very good question. So the Ramban says, hold the presses. Eidei Chasima only work at the end of the day. They can't work, and for those purposes, these two shtaros are shavah. That's true. But the Eidei Mesira work before the Eidei Chasima can work. And therefore, the Mesira takes place before. In this case, see, normally, let's say you have a get. Ramban said, let's say you have a get. So how does a normal get go? Well, two Eidim sign on the get. So you have Eidei Chasima. What happens next? You give it to the woman in front of Eidei Mesira. Now, but at that point, if you didn't have Eidei Mesira, according to the Rif's approach, you would say that the Eidei Chasima were koris the get already. In fact, one might even say, regardless of whether you hand it over with Eidim or not, once you have the Eidim sign on the get, Eidei Chasima karte, if the get is given over by the husband to the wife. So that's true. That is true. Provided that the Eidei Chasima are now and the Eidei Mesira come later. But the Ramban says, in this case, we're going to assume that the Shnei Shtaros HaYotzim Eichad were given over on one day. And because if they weren't, even Rav would have to say Shuda. Because Chalukah wouldn't work anymore. And therefore, says the Ramban, since the Eidei Chasima don't set until the end of the day, in this case, it's the Eidei Mesira who do the deed. The Eidei Mesira are karti before the Eidei Chasima can be karti. Nice try, though, says the Ramban to himself, because after all, who says that there were Eidei Mesira? You know there were Eidei Chasima because you're looking at the two shtaros. It's not somebody wrote a piece of paper. It means two signed pieces of paper. So there are Eidei Chasima. So if that's the case, how do you know there were Eidei Mesira? So the Ramban ultimately says, well, maybe Mesiras Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami by Mamanos. The Ran is not having any of that. The Ran, not what you read here, the Ran right before this says nothing doing. So that doesn't make any sense. You don't know the word Eidei Mesira here. And why? And he says if Mesiras Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami works by other, by Mamaros, it works by Gittin as well. Right? You could disagree with him on that, but the Ran doesn't like that. So the Ran says, you haven't solved the problem for the Rif. So therefore, the Ran is going to go down a completely different path, and we have to formulate very carefully. Jonathan, may I ask you to read, please? Where the Ran says, I got to find, where is this Ran? Avomash Hemirali Bezeh. Okay, so that's his first assertion, is that it is only Eidei Mesira that are karte. Now this immediately solves one of the problems, which is, do you remember? Let me just read. What were the four problems? The one we just talked about, the Shnei Shtaros HaYotzim Eichad, the fact that it doesn't say Af Eidei Mesira karte, the Gemara of Kibel Vakara, why do you need Eidei? The answer is Rabbi Lazar, and the Shnei Gittin Shenizarvo. I think those were the four questions. Well, why don't we say in those last two cases, rely upon the Eidei Mesira? Why not say, by Shnei Shtaros HaYotzim Eichad, that you should say Chalukah because the Eidei Chasima. I hope I said Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima in all three cases. And why don't we say Af Eidei Mesira Karti? So the Ran says, it's not true that Af Eidei Mesira Karti. It's Daf Eidei Mesira Karti according to the Rif. Did the Rif say Af Eidei Mesira Karti? No. Did he say that both Eidei Chasima Karti and Eidei Mesira Karti?
Ah, that's a good question, Jonathan. The Ran is merames to this. He says this explicitly, I believe, somewhere. Somewhere in this passage, I think he explicitly makes the point. The Rif never says Ede Hasima Karte. What does the Rif say? Exactly. Right? That's even more, I don't want to say that's more or less subtle than noticing that Hamakom isn't there. By the way, if you think that I noticed that on my own, I didn't. Wouldn't have noticed, you know, he hit me over the head 14 times to realize he never uses that language. Right? The Rif just said, the E leka beget ede chasima elenitein, I'm sorry, where's the Rif? The Rif says, his opening line. He never says that af ede mesira karti. He doesn't say that both ede chasima and ede mesira karti. He says when they're ede chasima, you don't need ede mesira. That's not the same thing. So the Ran says only ede mesira work. Bahainu de amrinan, go ahead. Okay, so he solved problem number one. Okay, of course, right now you're thinking, what's he talking about? Yes, it's true. You've just completely revamped the Rif Shita. So obviously he hasn't revamped the Rif Shita. So now he says, very interesting. So this is the key line. This is what the Ran says. It's always the Mesira that's Karte. Right? You can't say, so it's interesting, you can't say that it's always Ede Mesira Karte because there aren't Edom necessarily on the Mesira. But it's the Mesira that's Karte, and he hasn't said it yet, but what is he going to say in a nutshell? Shemi? Ede Chasima are working on the Mesira. The Ede Chasima are Ede Mesira. Or maybe I should say, are Edom on the Mesira. And hence, Ede Mesira Karte. I mean, so you could call them Ede Mesira. But this is the key part, and this is where, I don't want to say, sleight of hand isn't the word, but this is where he's making the leap of faith, where he says, HaMesira koreses kol sheyesh bishata Edom, ben shei me'idim ala Mesira atzma o al guf hadavar. Whether the Edom are testifying on the get, or they're testifying on the Mesira, either way, those are Edom on the Mesira. And it is the Ede Mesira, it is the Mesira which is caresses, it's the Ede Mesira that are karte. Umeata. Now, without even going further, though, you understand how does this solve all the problems? He's going to only explain one of them, I believe. But in principle, how does this solve the rest of the problems? Fine?
Everything acts like Ede Mesira anyways.
Right, in other words, everything is totally upon the Mesira. It doesn't matter if you only have Edom and Chasima. For example, when Edom are signed on the get, and then they get mixed up and you hand it over, the Edom or Chasuma and al-get only work as Edom on the Mesira. And if the Mesira is mixed up, then those Edom haven't testified to anything. Even though they're signed, when they sign a piece of paper, they recognize it, because they're really not, their Edus only effectively kicks in when the Mesira is done. And since the Mesira is done in a non-clear fashion, their Edus is not Edus. And the same thing about, you could have said about Kibo Vakara. Yes? You're asking, but not on the last thing you said, but on the whole premise of the Ran.
Well, it seems to break down in Peivav particularly.
You think it breaks down in Peivav? So let me see. The way I would understand the Ran is saying the following. Your question was, why in this case, why don't we say that the Ede Chasima are Karte? And therefore, when the Edom sign on it, they know exactly who is who. They know when Edom sign on get number one of Reuven divorcing Rachel, they know who Reuven is, they know who Rachel is. And when the other Edom sign on the other get that says Reuven is divorcing Rachel, they know which Reuven, they know which Rachel is. And now the piece of paper gets mixed up when we hand it over. So Bishlama, if you want to say that, so the question was, why not rely upon the eight? And the havamin of the question, if you don't want to answer it the way the Ramban answers it, that it was all about Nesina Lishma, has nothing to do with which Edom Akarti. But if you want to assume that the assumption is that according to Rabbi Lazar, if Edom Mesira Akarti, then we understand that the Edom who are witnessing the Mesira don't know which get is actually doing the work for which people. And if Eidei Chasima worked, it shouldn't matter because the Eidei Chasima karta, you don't need Eidei Mesira. That was the question. Right? So the Ron's answer is that on the assumption that this is an issue of that the Eidei Mesira are not karte because you don't know Bishas Mesira, whose get is which. So the Ron says that the purpose of those Eidei Mesira signed on the get is that they are effectively testifying about the Mesira. And they can't testify more about the Mesira than if they saw it with their own eyes. And if someone seeing it with their own eyes cannot say, this is a Mesira, because they don't know who's giving which get. However, the real question is, how can the Edom who are signing serve as Eidei Mesira? The Mesira's caresses, and they are like Eidei Mesira. So I'll give you a Balabatish explanation. It might be the correct one. Right? When we sign on the get, the assumption is the get is going to be given. Right? So we didn't, you know, it's like we didn't stay there for Adon Olam. We didn't stay there for Adon Olam or Yigdal. But the bottom line is, the husband authorizes get, writes the get. And we didn't stay till the end, we have to go early. But the get is in the woman's hand. So what Eidei Chasima serving as Eidei Mesira is really a combination of the Eidim signing that this get was on its way, because the husband authorized it, combined with the Anan Sade that it's in the woman's hands. So those Eidim can testify, yes, we left before Yigdal, but we know how the story ended. That's, I think, what the Ron is saying. It's a chiddush, but that's what he's saying. So Ephraim, the Eidim who testify, you know, that signing on the get and leave before Yigdal, whatever happens after Yigdal, if they were witnessing it and they couldn't tell you what happened, why can their signatures earlier tell you any about that what happened? I want to borrow expressions from Lotei Shmi and Gedola Meiriya. And if a Re'iya wouldn't work. And what if these Eidim didn't just sign? They signed and they just hung around for Yigdal. They hand around to the giving of the get. And they watched the giving of the get. Would they know whose get was which? The answer is no, they wouldn't know whose get was which. Correct. I mean, you have to listen. As a matter of fact, I don't care who you are, what your shita is. As a matter of fact, the Eidim signing do not prove that the get was given over. Nobody would say that if we find a piece of paper on the floor with the Eidei Chasima that the woman's mecheskes mekoreshes. It's because the woman's holding the get. But the Eidim who signed that are, that might be, you might, one day if you, Yirtzeh Hashem, some of you maybe teach this somewhere, either Balabatim as teachers, you'll talk, use my metaphor, right? They didn't stay for Yigdal. They didn't stay for Yigdal. Okay, if you prefer Anim Zemiris, my shul, they don't say Anim Zemiris. Like the Rav didn't like it because kids say it. Amin Zemiris is both theologically problematic and beautiful. I mean, you might say that about your shiur. So you turn into some kind of rationalist or something. So the bottom line is, you didn't stay for the end of davening. You got the meat and potatoes. So they signed on the get, and the woman's holding the get. So the combination of the Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidim on the Mesira because we know the Mesira happened and the Eidim signed on the go for the get. But if witnessing the Mesira itself, the Eidim couldn't, if they were there, the Re'iyah is greater than the Umdana, and they couldn't tell you which get was being Nimsar for whom, then you don't have Eidim, then you can't say that they're Eidim on the Mesira. According to, there need to be Eidim within the Parsha. The Eidim can see the Mesira Saget, the Eidim can just see the sign in the get, even though it's not the Mesira, but they're all Poel B'Toras Eidei Mesira. So when Eidim see the transmission of the get, that's Mamash Eidei Mesira. When Eidim sign on it, and the get winds up in the woman's hands, the Eidim can say, we signed the get, and it was presumably given. So we have to, the leap of faith of the Ron, it's why the other Rishonim don't want to say this, is the presumably part. Right? That starts to bleed in. It's not the same thing. It's the sheet of the Balei HaTosis of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Like, why does it work to have Eidei Chasima? The answer is, if you really need Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima don't work, the answer is, there's an umdana that if you're Eidei Chasima, and it's in the Rabbein Ephraim says is it, that the purpose of the Eidei Chasima is so that he can't be toy Mezuyah. But one could have said that the purpose of the Eidei Chasima, if you really daf can eat Eidei Mesira, is it helps create the Umdana.
Right? Even though that's what the Ran is really saying, actually. In other words, what others stay away from and say, one second, the Edom and the Chasima don't testify to anything about the Nesirah. They have no idea. The Get could have been written by Nina Sayam. The Kosvin Get, the Edom Chasima have no idea what happened. Yes, so that's why the Rambam wants to stay far away from it. But the Ran would say that once the Get has been given, and there were Edom that the Get was authorized, not because the Hasbeka and Time is here, because these Edom establish already the overwhelming likelihood of how often is a Get written and not delivered. It's not like some people writing letters to vent and putting them in their desk drawers and never mailing them. So that's the Chiddush of the Ran. The Chiddush of the Ran is that the Ede Chasima, with the final product of the woman having to get in her hands, which shows you it almost certainly was given over to her by the husband. Obviously, it got to her hands somehow. That's a fact. So the Edom who signed on it are basically Edom on Mesirah Saget. So that's a Chiddush, but that's what he's saying. But that once you accept that premise, then you understand that the Edom who signed and don't see the Mesirah cannot testify to the Mesirah more than if they had seen the Mesirah with their own two eyes. And seeing it with their own two eyes, they wouldn't have known what was what. Because nobody can tell at the time of the Mesirah. Yeah? Which star are we talking about? Layasa or? I mean, it could be different shitas. We don't assume, correct, because we found it in the street. We didn't find, when a Malva is holding a star, the Lobra can't say, well, I paid it back, but I dropped the star and you picked it up. Nobody's gonna, that doesn't fly.
It's
the Chasimos in conjunction with the fact that it's in her hands means they are effectively testifying that the husband gave his wife this get. If you want to use that term, it's like leaving before Yigdal. The Ran is a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. It is. All answers are that. It's an answer tailored to fit the questions. You know, I'm reminded here, this Ran is really, other than the novel point itself, when you go back to all the Gemaras, this Ran is like that story I mentioned to you, the supposedly apocryphal story of the Beis Halevi explaining the difference between Reb Chaim. People come to him with a question, and he gives them an answer, and everybody's happy because they came and it was a good question, and he came up with the Shtickel Torah to answer it. But they come to Reb Chaim, and everybody walks away with Pachin Epic because Reb Chaim explains to them, by definitions, why it wasn't the question in the first place. So the Ran is a little bit, the Ramban, each time you throw a Gemara at him, he comes up with clever terrorist. You see, in this case, because the Edei Chasim will work at the end of the day, the Mesirah come first. Yeah, he just comes with creative answer speech. And the Ran just comes up with one stroke of the pen that says, no. There's no such thing as Edei Chasim according to Reb Elazar. Nobody says that way. It's only Edei Mesirah. It's just that Edei Chasim can be Edei Mesirah. Right? It's just like, it's a beautiful answer in that it's A, very sharp. And it's not, and this one answer solves every problem. Yes. Yes. He does. That's the one. And the other beautiful thing, he's going to go. After he gets out of this sugar, he's going to do mop-up duty in the question of stars. That's where he gets in trouble. That is what? Correct. He said that in order to be, Ede Mesira have to work to Leman Yamdu Yam Rab in there. So he says, except for Rab, and that's, there are two problems. You got to the end, so I can jump ahead, even though we're going to read it. His problem that he says for Rav is, how did Shmuel know that Rav held like Rabbi Meir? How did the Gemara know that Rav held like Rabbi Meir? Maybe he held like Rav Lazar, but he held Laman Yam Du Yam Rabim. Their poem, Eide Chasema, work me, our poem, Mitoras Eide Mesira, but you need Eide Mesira, Ho Omdim Yam Rabim. So he explains how he thinks, it's not so persuasive, how is it that the Gemara knew? But he fails to answer a more fundamental question then. How can Rav hold the way he does? Right? He says, all the other Amorayim, when they say Hilchos HaKavod Lazer Begitin, they hold like Rav Lazar Eide Mesira Karti everywhere. Because you can't, none of this is split. It's either Eide Mesira or Eide Chasima. But they don't hold like Rav Lazar that it works by other Shtaros, because there you need Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. But for Rav, you have to say Rav holds Mamash like Rameir. So how do you explain Rav Shita? Rav Paskin is like Rav Lazar Begitin and like Rabbi Meir, Bishar Shtaros. So Bishlama, according to the Rif and the Ramban, Rabbi Lazar accepts Eidei Chasima, Vitoras Eidei Chasima. So you can split the Psach with Laman Yam Yam Rabim. You say, principally, Shtaros work with Eidei Mesir or Eidei Chasima. But there's a din of Laman Yam Yam Rabim by Shar Shtaros. But for the Ran, so granted, you can have all these people passing like Rabbi Lazar Daf by Bibigitin, because they say that the Eidei Mesir of Mamanos has to be Omei Yam Rabim. Yes. That works for everybody else who says Hilchasak Rav Lazar begitten, but it doesn't work for Rav, for whom the Gemara insists that it doesn't, that we paskin like Rabbi Meir by Shar Shtaros. The Ran hasn't solved that problem. He has solved the textual problem, or if you buy his solution, as to how did the Gemara and Ksubas know that Rav held like Rabbi Meir as opposed to a modified Rav Lazar. But how can Rav hold such a position? That's the Ramban's kasha from the get-go. The Ran knows that problem also. Right? That how, what's shayach the paskin in one arena, like Rav Lazar, that Eidei, Dafke Eidei Misira Karti, no Eidei Chasima. In another arena, you're passing Rav Meir, Dafke Eidei Chasima Karti, not Eidei Misira Karti. So the Ran was a genius. He solved the problem. Even the Eidei Chasima for Rav Lazar can work Mitoras Eidei Misira. But what do you do with Rav? He doesn't say anything. It's a problem. I don't know what the answer is, but that's a problem. That's the Achilles heel in the Ran's position. Even if you buy how he is able to read his position into the Gemara and Ksubos, the Achilles heel is how can Rav subscribe to such a position? Nobody should be able to subscribe to a position that you hold only Eidei Mesira Akarti by Gittin, and only Eidei Chasima work by Mamanos. Because once you say that only Eidei Chasima, and once you say Eidei Mesira do not work by Mamanos, what does that mean about the Eidei Chasima and Mamanos? Maybe tautological almost. If I tell you that Eidei Mesira do not work by Mamanos, what does that tell you about that person's sheet about Eidei Chasima and Mamanos? That they are not working? Mitoras Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Meir cannot hold that Eidei Chasima work Mitoras Eidei Mesira, because Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Mesira alamala v'lomorit. Makes no difference. And if Rav holds that way, how can Rav hold that way? Rabbi Meir is consistent. He holds it across the board. Rabbi Lazar is consistent. He holds his sheet across the board. The Amorayim Shmuel is consistent. He holds like Rabbi Lazar across the board. The Amorayim who say Hilchas Hakalazim Begitin are also consistent. They hold that it's always Eidei Mesira, except that Eidei Chasima can work Mitoras Eidei Mesira. And by Mamanos, you need Eidim who will be Omdim Liyam Rabim. So therefore, the only Eidei Mesira that will work by Dina Mamanos are Eidei Chasima who work Mitoras Eidei Mesira. But Rav is incomprehensible. Because Rav holds that you need Eidei Mesira and only Eidei Mesira work of whatever variety by Gittin and only Eidei Chasima work by Mamanos. And that was what part of what drove the Ran. He solved the problem for everybody except for you get to the cliff and there's Rav going off the cliff. That doesn't work. Okay, so now let's come back and work through. The text is a little bit problematic, so it might be worth taking 2 minutes to try to just see if we can flesh this out here. But go ahead. Umayata. Right, he can't get around those. Those are all cases where there's no Eidei Mesira, like you just dealt with in the Rabban. Salam. You got to read that line again this is the line that Rabbi Dulitz says Hanal Bracha would say. Underline it 14 times. Dahava lehu Eidei Chasima. For the verse goes ke Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima are like Eidei Mesira. Sharei. Sefraim, look at that line. Sharei aget yotzi mitachas yada be'edim halalu uviyadua shabal misarala. Right, the get was written with these edim. It's yotzi mitachas yada. It's obvious the husband gave it to her. V'nimtzu'u, again, underline these next 7 words. It's as if they are testifying about the Mesira. So that's why I think that, it's a huge chiddush, but once you read it, once you formulate it this way, it does away with your question from Pevav. Because it can't be better. The umdana that they're testifying about Mesira can't be better than if they were witnessing it with their own eyes. I don't want to say shalot heishmi agadol ameiyah. I say shalot he umdana gadol ameiyedus. Right, and a man sadi can't be better than edus mamish. Although that's not exactly true.
If it's an anan sadeh, which is a certitude, it's not an anan sadeh anymore. It's a fact. And then the edim who testify against that are edei sheker. I'm not making that up. It's a gemara in Ksubos in the beginning of the second parak that says if kol nashim besulos nisas, and these two edim come and say she wasn't the besula, well, obviously they're edei sheker. So you have to say rov nashim besulos nisas. It's an umdana. It's a rov. It's a chazak of some kind. So then they can override that. So basically, the anan sadeh cannot be better than sahadusa mamish. Is that fair? If you accept what the Ron says, Ephraim, if you accept that, then does away with that question, no?
Once you accept that the thing is true, then any dollar that requires...
You're stubborn. All right, fine. Continue, Jonathan. I'm glad I didn't ask him to read this. He'd be arguing every third word. He'd stop and say, no! Go ahead. V'chi paskina... Okay, so let's talk. I want to talk about how to read this. In Carson, I don't know. I don't know if I want the words below Mesira in there. I don't think they're necessary. In other words, the Bein Besharis, Bein Begin, Einam Carson. The Ede Hasima are not Carson. Below, you don't have to say below Mesira because below Mesira, the Ede Mesira aren't Carson either. There's no Mesira. I don't think you need to add those words. Daha. Now, the next emendation you have to make, I think. Daha. Dahachi Kamrinan. Dahi Kamrinan. This is what we're saying. Daha. Whoa. Slow down here. I had a lot of trouble with this. And Daha da Amar Abelazar Bishtaros lo be'inan shi yuchosmim lesa. You got to put the big pause after that. In other words, I don't think you need any of these emendations, except for that Dahachi Kamrinan. This is what we mean. The Hada Amr Abelazar Bishtaros lo be'inan shi yuchosmim. His claim that you don't need Edom signing on the Shtar, Lisa, it is not correct. Meaning, he's explaining the Shita that says we only pass through Abelazar Begitin. Why? So again, I'm going to read that again, not because it's so important. I think we all understand what the Ron is saying. But I would like that the words also say that too. So he says, V'chi paskinan, just going back to that previous paragraph, or what should be a paragraph. V'chi paskinan halacha kurlaza begitin, umashma avalo b'shtaros, lo banu lomar de ede chasima kona b'shtaros, de lohi, de bein b'shtaros bein begitin, eidam karsin, ede chasima na karsin. De hachi kamrinan, this is what we're saying. The hod that when we say that halacha kurlaza begitin benat b'shtaros, what we mean is, the hod da amar avalazar b'shtaros lo b'in yishu chosimim, Lesa is wrong. Mishum, go ahead. That's why. In other words, we're not saying that we paskin that by Sharos, Ede Chasima Kaiti. We're saying that the nature of the Ede Mesira that you need by Sharos is something that would be Yacho Lamo Roy Lamo Yaman Rabin. The Chi Have. No, come after he had the chi have ki haigavna. If in fact we have edim in such a fashion, edim mesira in such a fashion, then yeah. So that's the point. So what he has not neatly explained is what the Ramban didn't like, the idea that somebody could say, oh, we pass that really edim mesira karti by get and edim chasima do nothing, and by mamanos we pass edim chasima karti and edim mesira do nothing. It's inconceivable. Safer is a safer. So the Rana said, no, it's always edim mesira karti, according to the Rif. It's just that when it comes to dine mamanos, you need edim mesira. So number one, edim was signed on the get function as edim mesira. Number two, when it comes to mamanos, the kind of edim mesira you need, the kind of edus you need, is edus is aman yam du yamim rabin. And therefore, the only Ede Mesira that work on Dine Mam on Shtari Mamon are Ede Chasima who function as Ede Mesira. Regular straight up Ede Mesira don't work, not because they're not fundamentally good, it's because they will not serve Laman Yam Du Yam Rabim and therefore they're not acceptable on again. You need Ede Mesira in a manner that has some permanence to it, some duration to it. Umeata.
Right.
Now all the sugyas work out. V'ha'hi, now he's only really going to deal with that, the thorn in everybody's side. V'ha'hi. Kishim. Yeah. In other words, the Mesira here, which makes the Eide Chasima into Eide Mesira, works no differently than straight up Eide Mesira, who actually witnessed the Mesira. And just as when you have Edom who straight up witnessed the Mesira, whoever gets it first gets it, so too when the Eide Chasima are Poalim, Mitoras Eide Mesira, it's whoever gets it first. For Rabbi, in other words, the Eide Chasima, if all you, the Ran says, there were no Eide Mesira in Shnei Shtar Seitzim Yom Echad. There were no Edom on the Mesira, Hiyatz V'Shecha. Everybody agrees there were Edom on the Chasima. For Rabbi Meir, the Edom on the Edom of the Chasima work mitoras Eide Chasima. And since Eide Chasima only muchach mitocha when it comes to the end of the day, Chalukah is the only path because that's the truth. They each own equally half. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, even though you're relying upon the Edom who signed on the Shtar, those Edom are not working mitoras Chasima, they're working as Edom mitoras Mesira. And since when they're Moser them, one is Nimsar probably first, just like if you were Moser, if there were no Eide Chasima, if you were Moser Bifnei Edom Ba'alpeh, whoever you gave it to first would be Kone, so too, even if the Eide Mesira are the kind of Eide Mesira who do their work in writing, in the get, it does still work in Mitaras Eide Mesira. So it's no such thing here if they're not being Eide Mesira Karti. According to Rabbi Lazar, even when the Edom who do the dirty work, who do the heavy lifting, are the ones signed in the get, those are Eide Mesira. They are working mitzad Eide Mesira, not as Eide Chasima. And that's why Shuda Adar, because it's all, unless Imam is handed at the same time to the two of them, one of them got it first. And therefore Shuda is the better, Shmuel believes Shuda is the better approach when it's clear that when it's almost certain it belongs to one or the other, but can't be split between the two. Okay.
Aval Remeir Sirli, the Tanakh, the Mechan, a Machin, Sahari, Ebu, Rabbo, Hamasira, Belo Chasimah, Ashtar, in a Machin.
Yeah, in other words, you can't, the Eide Chasima in Ashtar cannot work mitzad Mesira, because if you had Eide Mesira, no Eide Chasima, Remeir say it's possible. So obviously, the Eide Chasima in Ashtar work mitzad Eide Chasima. And therefore, the Chevon. Right. Even if Rabbi Meir doesn't hold like Abaye, he holds like Ravasi. He holds that the shtar is not create a shibud until it's not when the shtar is written. It's not when it's signed. It's when it's actually given over. Even though we don't pass like Abaye, Eide Bachasum and Zachan Lo. Nonetheless, for Rabbi Meir, it's still Eide Chasima Hor Machnen. The Mesira is just a Tanai, and it determines the time. But bottom line is if we assume that the Mesiras took place on the same day, once the Tanai is fulfilled, then the Eide Chasima are Machne at the same time. Go ahead. All right, so, fine. Where he rejected the Ramban's approach on that. As you remember, the Ramban had said that once you get out of the paradigm of Eide B'chasum and Zachamo, then even Rabbi Meir could hold Shuda. And hence Rav Nachman could be paskin like Rabbi Meir, not like Rav Lazar. Only Shmuel, who holds like Abaye, that's the Ramban claims, that Eide B'chasum and Zachan, though, are you forced to say for Rabbi Meir that it has to be Chalukah, for Meir has to be Chalukah. So the Ran says, based upon what I just told you now, that for Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter whether Eide B'chasum and Zachan or not. It doesn't matter how you paskin there. No matter what, since the Eide Chasima, since it only works if you have Eide Chasima, and having Eidim on the Mesira without Eide Chasima is zip for Rabbi Meir, so even though there may be a Tznai that the Shtaras have to be given over, even though it's not Kone, there's none, it's not Eide B'chasum and Zachan, the Shibud Mizman of the Chasimas Ashtar, but rather when it's given over to the whoever is receiving it, nonetheless, says the Ran, Eide Chasima are Machnin from the time, since today, it's all the same day. We're assuming the Mesiris took place the same day, therefore they're only Kone from the time that it's Muchach Mitoch Ashtar Dizman. Dizman is the same for both. They didn't write Shaos. We don't care what order it was given over. Against the Ramban. against the Ramban. That's what the Ramban is reminding you here of what he rejected. The Eitza Amuka of the Ramban, which he didn't like. Okay, now, Umina Tamazah. So let me. I like that line. Be'inan shiyachdemu al ashtar. You don't need Eidei Chasima, but be'inan shiyachdemu al ashtar, because that's the only way you're going to get lemanyan du yamim rabim. Okay. Okay. In other words, just like Reb Lazer holds, Eidei Nisira Karati, so he would agree that Eidei Chasima on this Shtar Mamon is working mitzad Eidei Mesira. Reb Lazer would agree to that. He just thinks that he thinks you don't need Laman Yam Yam Rabin, so you can just have regular Eidei Mesira. The Chi Amrinan. No, so we're not coming to say that by shtaros it works only works because of Eidei Chasima. Da'amai name ahachi? Question mark. Klum. Right. There's fundamentally no difference in the definition. In other words, to be a shtar, the way a shtar works is through Eidei Mesira. There's no difference between Gittin and Shar Shtaros. It's just that Shar Shtaros have another requirement which demand a certain kind of Eidei Mesira, namely Eidei Mesira who signed their names on the paper. You have any question or no? It's really, really sharp. It requires work on that bridge mechanism. I can explain it. I can explain it to anybody. The question is, what is going on? How is that different than what other Rishonim say? In other words, he avoids the problem of the Ramban's Kasha and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ramban's Kasha and Rabbeinu Ephraim is, how can you assume that there were actually Eidei Mesira? You assume everybody knows this. The Ramban says, no, you don't need Eidim on the physical act of Mesira. The Eidei Chasima are Eidei Mesira. That's how he gets around that whole, that solves that whole question of Ramban. But the real chinish of the Ramban is that the Eidim who sign on the get, in conjunction with the get being in the hands of the woman, are testifying to the Mesira. That in a nutshell is the Ramban, is the Ramban's position. Yeah.
You're saying that for Shar Shtaros, we don't really need anything, but we want it to be Omer and Yamim Rabim, and so therefore.
No, Shar Shtaros, you also need Eidei Mesira. Except that the kind of Eidei Mesira you need there are the ones who write their names in the Shar. If you don't hold like Reb Lazer. And those Amoraim, except for Rav, who do not hold like Reb Lazer b'shtaros, it's not because they think that Eidei Chasima karti b'shtaros. It's they hold Eidei Mesira karti b'shtaros just like it, because you can't be mechalek. But they say that the kind of Eidei Mesira that you need b'shtaros is the kind that's yandu yami rabin, and that can only be the kind of Eidei Mesira who also sign their names, kind of Eidei Mesira whose names are signed in the get. We don't care if they actually witnessed the Mesira or not. Once they sign in the get and we know a Mesira took place, they are Eidim on the Mesira. And if they're signed in the get, then they're omdim liyami rabin, and that's what we need. The Gittin,
yeah.
No, classic Eidei Mesira only work by Gittin. You need the other kind of Eidei Mesira specific, Daska. I mean, the other kind of Eidei Mesira work everywhere. But you need the other kind of Eidei Mesira, namely Eidei Mesira who signed their names in the Shtar. There, you must have it by other Shtaros. It works by Get, but you don't need that by Get. By Get, you could just have regular plain vanilla Eidei Mesira. They both require Gittin and Shar Shtaros all depend upon Eidim Mesira Karti. There are two kinds of Eidim Mesira. Eidim who witnessed the Mesira, Eidim who signed in the Get, and the Get is in the woman's hand now. A Shtar or Get, I don't care. Any Shtar. So you have two types. You have type A and type B. Type A is the simpler one. Eidim witnessed the Mesira Shtar. Type B is Eidim signed in the Shtar, and we see the woman has, or the person has, the Shtar. It's an Ansade that the Baal Dabar gave it to him or her. So the first type of Eidei Mesira work both by get and by shtaros. The second kind only work by get. I got that backwards. I'm sorry. I may have gotten it backwards. The Edom who are just Edom on the Mesira itself work by get. They don't work by Shar Shtaris. Edom who are signed in the get and thereby become Edom Mesira when the get is when the document is handed over. So those that kind of Edom Mesira works everywhere. Okay. Uvekach. This solves all problems, and it really does. It's a very neat solution. It's a very cleverly tailored solution to get around the problem. It's really, it's a gewaldig teretz when you think about it, because on the one hand, it allows you to say that all the gemaras that suggest that Edei Chasima alone work, well, it makes sense. The gemaras don't tell you conceptually how they work, it just tells you they work, so that's fine. Edei Chasima alone do work. But, on the other hand, Edei Chasima are not karte. So that solves all the riyas that they brought against the rif. Because nobody said that Edei Chasima karte. So it's dafke Edei Mesira, not af Edei Mesira. And all those cases that you're asking, why can't the Edei Chasima do the job there? And it also, for Rabbi Elazar, the answer is because the Edei Chasima, when they do the job for Rabbi Elazar, they're working mitoras Edei Mesira. That's at least structurally how the Ran solves all the problems. And it is very neat. It is very neat. Except for the last one gets him in trouble. So that's what the Gemara tried to do. It tried to make everybody hold like Rav Elazar because we pass like Rav Elazar. Umi matzis. Alright, so that's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara said we cannot make Rav work within Rav Elazar. That was what the Gemara said. So clearly, what that means already now for the Ran is that Rav doesn't hold of this hybrid position. Rav cannot say, based upon the Gemara's explicit, Rav cannot say, I hold like Rav Elazar, it's dafke Edei Mesira, always daf, always Edei Mesira, except for that when it comes to Shtaros, you need a certain kind of Edei Mesira, the man yam diram rabim, because the Gemara says, Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now the Ran says, what's my problem? The Elu. Lema shekasavti. Right. So why does the Gemara say Rav is Karabi Meir? Rav doesn't. Rav can, when Rav says Hilchos Karablos are begitten, but by implication not by Sharos. That doesn't mean that Rav holds like Rabbi Meir by Shtaros. It just means he holds that you can't rely upon only vanilla Edei Mesira for Shtaros. So why did the Gemara say Rav ka Rabbi Meir? It wanted to say everybody holds like Rabbi Elazar in principle Edei Mesira karte. And then Gemara says, sorry, we can't. Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Who says Rav holds like Rabbi Meir? Rav says what all the Amoraim say on Pei Vav Beis. It's the exact same thing. So why do you assume it means that Rav holds mamash like Rabbi Meir as opposed to holds like Rabbi Elazar, except for not the detail by Mamanos, it's not enough to have Edei on the Mesira, you have to Edei on the Mesira or on the Yom and Rabin. So the Ran continues. Okay, so the fact that Shmuel felt the need to respond and say, Af Bisharos, it must have been because he knew that Rav, his response indicates that Rav totally rejects Rabbi Elazar Beshtaros. Meaning, the inference of the Gemara that Rav can't hold like, must hold like Rabbi Meir, can't hold like Rabbi Elazar by other Shtaros is based upon Shmuel's response. That's the claim. When Shmuel responded to Rav as saying, Hilchasa Kirab Begitin, and Shmuel said, Af Beshtaros, he knew Rav Shita, that Beshtaros Klau Klau Lo. The Im Isa, one sec, go ahead, hold on one second, Yoni, go ahead, Jared, the Im Isa. Machnin. He shouldn't have said Af Bishtaros, the Harav Gufe. I don't know. You can disagree with me. Is this persuasive? I'm not sure. Maybe I don't fully understand it. What should Shmuel have said? Halacha Kabbalah said, "Bein begitin, bein b'shtaros." It's by saying, "Af b'shtaros." Yoni, your question.
Two things. One is that what are all the Amoraim doing after this? They're saying different things than Ron is saying?
Yes. And yes, he's about to say this.
So that's what he wants to say, but it's a little bit funny because the formulation is the same.
Yes.
We'll answer Ron.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But also, I mean, I think he wants to make a very fine clue of no language.
I, before you continue to say, yes, I know that. I just don't know what he's saying. You're saying when you say Bein Begitin, Bein Mishtaros, it implies it works the same way for both, which would mean any kind of Eidei Mesira. As opposed to when he says Af Mishtaros, Shmuel, if Rav held that there is a kind of Eidei Mesira who works by Staros, he shouldn't have said Af Mishtaros.
He wants to say that Af is too strong if you're only adding on vanilla
Eidei
Mesira.
Yeah.
That's a little bit
of a stretch. You're explaining well. I still think it's a big stretch. I think you're explaining correctly. It's just a really big stretch. It's like, it's not like the Gemara spoke about. The Gemara even, when the Gemara quotes Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, does the Gemara say Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira Tarte, or it just says Rav Meir and Rav Lazar? I don't think it's, it just said, when the Gemara Ksubas quotes them, does it say that Rav ke Rav Meir the Eidei Chasima Karte, Shmuel Rav Lazar the Eidei Mesira Karte? If it had said it that way, then I understand the Af B'Shtaros. But if nobody's talking about it's a very, very big thing to be told on such a deal.
But this is problematic.
He knows that. He says it. And the next part is even more problematic, and he just kind of tried to gloss over it, which is, go ahead, Jonathan. Umihu. So I just have a correction on my side. They correct it to Bepiskat, which probably makes more sense. Or Bepiskana. Now, Psa, even though Rav holds that way, we don't follow Rav in that. Da'kai Malan. Oh, that, by the way, one second. Da'kai Malan Legabe Kishmuel Bedine. We don't pass the link Rav, pass the link Shmuel. But Ella. But we're not somech on Rav when we pass the Amidu. We're somech on all the Amoraim. The Ichpul. Go ahead.
The Ichpul, the Imru.
Amru. Remember that Ichpul form is the Ichpulu. The same thing. The Ichpulu of Amru. They don't say Avalo Bishtaros. They just say Avalo Bishtaros. So all those Amoraim, as Yoni points out, well, even though the exact same formulation as Rav in the Gemara Pei Lamed Beis, they disagree with Rav. There are three shitas. There's Rav, there's Shmuel, and the Shaar Amoraim.
They look like Rav, but they're really
not exactly Shmuel either. Right? Shmuel says all Eidei Mesira Karte by Mamaras. Yeah, in other words, it doesn't matter. Vanilla Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima, who work as Eidei Mesira. Shmuel Paschal's are also across the board. The point of dispute here is what is the din and why is it the din when you have a shtar mamon, a loan that takes place, a kinyan that takes place with a shtar in front of Adam and no Adam signed in the shtar. What's the din and what's the reason? Shmuel says the din is that the kinyan is perfectly valid. Rav says the din is that the kinyan is perfectly invalid because there are no Eidei Chasima. And the other Amoraim say the kinyan is invalid because there are no Eidei Mesira. Aha, but there are Eidim who watch the Mesira say, yeah, but those Eidim Mesira don't work by Mesira Sashtar. Those don't work because they're not Om Dimliyam and Rabin. So that's what the Ran is saying. So we don't, when we pass them the way we do, he says, which is like from Lazar Begitin, but not by other stars. It's not because of Rav. It's because all the other Amoraim, and they don't hold like Rav. They hold that it's always Eidei Mesira Karti, but sometimes you need Eidei Mesira Taipi.
Shmuel saying that
Correct. Correct.
100%. According to Shmuel, that's very simple because it doesn't really matter. What you don't need to. He's saying that even according to them, his whole point is that Rav Nachman, who is not his name is not Rav and his name is not Shmuel, so he's not necessarily an extremist in either direction. How can Rav Nachman say Shuda if you don't pass like Shmuel? The answer is you can say Shuda because even Rav Nachman agrees that Edei Mesira Karti. That even Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Lazar that Edei Hasima worth mitaras Edei Mesira. Correct.
Amorai.
Correct. Our psak following Rav Nachman goes like the other Amorai. No, so I think it's a very awkward formulation. We pass it like Shmuel against Rav Bedine. Lava the Rav Samchina, and we're not so much on Rav, we wouldn't. The Kaimalon Lagabei, with respect to Rav, we hold to Shmuel Bedine. That's not the way, it's a very misleading formulation. That Shmuel, when it comes to Hilchasa Karabi Surei, Ucha Shmuel Bedine. So we're not going to follow Rav because Shmuel's against him. You know who we are following? We're following all these other Amorayim. All these other Amorayim who say, oh yes. Hilchas Shmuel is a beginning. By Shtaros, you need Edei Mesira type 2.
So why do you say that Rav versus Shmuel?
No. The point is that Rav, we know, holds Mamish to Rabbi Meir, which the Ran doesn't want to say. The Ran knows, number one, that we only pass like Rav Lazar by Gittin. Number two, he knows that Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. But the Ran thinks it's very difficult to pass like Rav Lazar by Gittin. That Dafka Edei Mesira Karte, and then like Rabbi Meir, by Shtaros, where Dafka Edei Hasima Karte. So he says, no. You can paskin, not like Rabbi Lazar by Shtari Mamon, but still hold Dafka Edei Mesira Karte, except for you need a special type of Edei Mesira when it comes to Mamonos. Whereas by Get, you don't need any special type of Edei Mesira, any type of Edei Mesira. But he doesn't want us to have to hold like Rav, because that would be an internal contradiction. You can't say that Edei Mesira Mudafka Karti by Gittin, either kind of Edei Mesira, and then turn around by Mamano say that you need Dafka Edei Hasima, who work as Edei Hasima. That makes no sense. A Sefer is a Sefer is a Sefer. A Sefer Krisis and a Sefer Mikmah have to be made into a Sefer fundamentally the same way. So if you hold that Edei Mesira Karti by Get, you hold Edei Mesira Karti by Shar Shtaros. When we say Halacha Kavalaja by Gittin, what we mean is that Rav Lazar says that all you need are Edom on the Mesira, not Edom, you don't even need Edom signed in there. That we only paskin like by Gittin. But that Rav Lazar's general principle, that Edom Mesira character, we paskin everywhere. So when he says, Hilchas HaKulaz by Gittin, he means Rav Lazar says, Aval Pisha Eimbo Edom al Nasan al Abafei Edom is Kasher. There we paskin Rav Lazar only by Gittin. Ishtar Hakna and Mamanos, that doesn't have Edom in it, but is Nimsa Bifle Edom, doesn't work according to those Amorim. Why? Not because Edei Hasima Karte, but because those Edei Mesira are not Umdom Liyam and Rabin. Textually, that's what he would say. I don't think he spelled this out. Hilchas HaKrab Lazar by Gittin, in what he said by Gittin, is that Edei Mesira work, and they even work when they're the only things there, when nobody signed in the get. So that detail we only paskin like by Gittin. But the fact that Edei Mesira work, and Edei Mesira are necessary, Edei Mesira Karti, that we always pass through Rabbi Lazar. Shtari Mammon that have Edom signed in them are working mitzad Edei Mesira, because that's Rabbi Lazar's position. I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm not being clear. Is there something?
I still don't get why we're bringing it up. If we're not, we don't really care about Shmuel at the end of the day, and we're not going to listen, why are we making this point of Kamalan about
No, the Ran is now trying to say, but don't think we hold like Rav, that by Mamanos we paskin like Rabbi Meir Mamish. Why can't we paskin like Rav? Because if it were just Rav, then Rav against Shmuel, Shmuel wins. The reason why we paskin Hilchas HaKulazar Begitin, but not by Shai Shtaros, is because we paskin like all those other Amorim. Those all Amorim can beat Shmuel.
So first he's saying, first thing he's saying, we're going to paskin like Rav, and not like Rav Meir.
Yes. Correct.
And then we go like the road against the
body. Yeah, against Shmuel.
Against Shmuel.
Yes. Okay. And now continue, Jonathan. The Akhtavir Rizal.
The Akhtavir
Right. So the Ran, this might be too clever by a half. The Rif erased Kegitin Avalobishtaros. Why did he erase Avalobishtaros? If you're going to say Hilchos Begitin and not Hilchos Belazar, what's the difference? The answer is no, because Hilchos Belazar Begitin alone means we pass on from Belazar, but not in this detail. Hilchos Belazar Begitin Avalobishtaros, as he just established when Shmuel said to Ran, Af Bishtaros, he was saying Rav said Avalobishtaros, and Avalobishtaros means you hold like Rabbi Meir. Just saying Hilchos Belazar Begitin doesn't mean you hold like Rabbi Meir. Go ahead. Okay, he said two things here, but one of them I want to focus on because it's what I said earlier. That the Ran says at the end, the Rif never said Eide Chasima Karte. He never uttered those words. He just said, if you have Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide on the Mesira. So that is true. That is true, and I didn't notice that until the Ran pointed it out. The second thing he says is the fact that the Rif says that Eide Lechatchila, you require Eide Mesira, because the Ikar suggests this as well. So again, yes, it's true, except the problem is that the Rif then goes on and contradicts himself. So it's hard to know what the Rif, you know, which is really he being serious about. But that line he says, he does say that you should have clearly supposed to have Eide Mesira because they're the Ikar. But then he goes on to say that you have Eide Mesira in case the Eide Chasima don't pan out. You have Eide Chasima in case the Eide Mesira don't pan out. Okay. An unbelievable Rav.
Thank you, Mr. Mathematician, who's the extreme of the scientists. But, you know, yes, there's an old joke about the difference between a physicist and a mathematician. The joke is, the physicist sets out to demonstrate that all odd numbers are prime. Well, one is prime, okay, I don't know if you call that. Three is prime. Five is prime. Seven is prime. Nine, it's not prime, experimental error. 11 is prime, 13 is prime. By induction, all odd numbers are prime. Kach mikubani me avi mori. That's the difference between a physicist and a mathematician. So Gemara is more like physics than it is math. You know there's a famous Ramban in his introduction to Milchamos. You should be aware of that. The Ramban in his introduction to Milchamos, even though I'd like to say he never seems to seriously, with maybe a couple of exceptions really suggest that, actually carry out, the Ramban says, I want you to understand, it's not that when I come and defend the Rif against the Baal HaMor that I always think that the Rif is right. It's just that after reading the Baal HaMor, you would think, oh, the Rif doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the Ramban says that in Talmudic argumentation, there is really rarely absolute proof. There's rarely absolute proof. So I want to just show you that the Rif has a basis for what he's saying. Now, it happens to be most of the time the Ramban seems to actually agree with the Rif, Lamaisa. Maybe not a surprise. But that point is really a crucial point. Talmudic logic, and I think it's true in legal systems in general, allows itself exceptions. As I've observed to you, biblical Hebrew has lots of exceptions because spoken languages don't follow grammar rules. Grammar rules are tailored to describe spoken languages. Computer languages, if you don't follow the rules, you get a compiler error. You don't follow the grammar. Mathematicians, they're in another category in their own right. Okay. So, but yes, the answer is the beauty of the Ran's approach is that while he has to bend one of the data points. I understand that in the world of laboratory science, that would cost you your career. But it's not true in Talmudic.
No, but
I
mean, it's beautiful, it's just at the same time, it's not entirely
true. I understand, but that's the problem is that your life is not often entirely satisfying. You know, that's the way it is. So that is true. That, you know, what am I supposed to tell you? That's the reality is that, you know, I just read Rabbi Ganak. You should read it, by the way. Rabbi Ganak, when he talks about the Rabbi, I mean, I like Rabbi Ganak personally a lot. And he writes beautifully. If you read what he wrote in Jewish Action, talking about the Rav, because it's like the 30th anniversary, the 30th year outside of the Rav. And he talks about how the Rav, and I see the Rav wrote this, that religion doesn't necessarily provide answers, it often provides questions. And so sometimes we're just left with, you want a theory, and not all the data points work perfectly. I mean, there is another tool. It's a crude tool. Often it's the correct tool that you can pull out, although it's hard to imagine here, which is Machlokas Asichyas. The problem is it doesn't really, I mean, you could say that different Gemaras have different interpretations of Rabbi Lazar Shita. Right? That would have been, that by the way, is a ready-made solution. You have four Gemaras that point to the idea that Rav Lazar holds only Eidei Mesira character. You have seven Rayas that except for not all Gemaras, but okay, five or six that Rav Lazar holds that Af Eidei Mesira character. So say it's a Machlokas HaSugyos. That's an answer. Not a satisfying one. Sometimes it's true. But it's given how the crucial the argument is, the idea of the Gemara would never flesh that out and doesn't leave it. In other words, it's really only implicit is a very big stretch. So once you're going to move past that particular solution of Machlokas HaSugyos, you're trying to find an answer that works best. So the beauty of the Ran's Teretz, if you buy his initial leap of faith, the beauty of his Teretz is that it's one tool, one key that unlocks all the sugyos, okay, with one problem left. You know, he's unlocked all the sugyos. He's left with the real weakness in the Ran's position is how could Rav hold what he attributes to him. I would, by the way, come up with perhaps it being more strained of a Teretz, and it's really a strained Teretz, to have said that when the Gemara in Ksuba says that Rav Krab Meir, it's Lav Dafke. It doesn't mean it's like Rabbi Meir. It means that he holds like the Shita that says that the kind of Eidei Mesira that you need by Mamonos are Eidei Hasima type Eidei Mesira. And he only uses Rabbi Meir as a shorthand because it's typically associated with that. And in fact, I would suggest that based upon the next sugya we're about to do, because I don't know if any of you got to the end of the Ramban. Did you get to the Gemara in Chafdal and Rebeis? Okay. So when we read that Gemara, what we will see, I don't know if we'll finish that, get that far today. Maybe we will. I don't remember the order of the Makoros. But I think one of the things that we will see is that, firstly, there are two questions you can ask. When the Gemara says, oh, Kirab Lazar, did the Gemara really mean, it says, the Eidei Mesira Ukrab Lazar. They argue yourselves, Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't have Ukrab Lazar. It just says, Eidei Mesira. And if you actually think through the Gemara, if the Gemara had just said that, they would have made it would have made sense exactly as it was. It would have made perfect sense, and Tosfos wouldn't have gone off on his big chiddush. Another way of saying that is Tosfos, as I think you know, is going to come. Did you see Tosfos or no?
Yes.
So Tosfos comes up with this huge chiddush that's Rabbi Meir, and I've mentioned it here. Rabbi Meir requires luchach mitocho. If the Gemara, in order to solve the problem of what the Gemara needed to solve in this Gemara on Chafdal and Rebeis, you didn't need to eliminate Rabbi Meir. You just needed to say that there were Eidei Mesira in that case. And if that's all the Gemara had said, that in this case, you didn't need Eidei Mesira. You know what you needed? You needed Eid in Washington Mesira that there were no monkey business going on. Not Eidei Mesira to be karti. Just Eidei Mesira to know that nobody pulled the wool over anybody's eyes. And if you formulate the Gemara that way, you don't need Rabbi Elazar. It's not about Eidei Mesira qua Eidei Mesira. It's about Eidei Mesira just to make sure it was done kadasa kadim. Totally different. And then if the Gemara had said that way, you wouldn't need Tosis Hol Chiddush Shemuchach Mitocho. And then what I want to say is that, what the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar, it was just a shigra the Lishna. It's not Mamish Rabbi Elazar. It doesn't matter. It's not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir. It's just the Eidei Mesira like Rabbi Elazar talks about. So here you could say, Rav Karabi Meir, Rav thinks that you need Eidei Chasima as Eidei Mesira by Mamonos. Like Rabbi Meir requires Eidei Chasima. But it's not Metoras Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima, it's Metoras Rabbi Lazar's Eidei Chasima, which worked Arpoel, Metoras Eidei Mesira. Am I making sense to anybody, or we have to read the Gemara first? We need to read the Gemara first. I see. Okay. Sorry. All right. So, thank you very much. Very well read. Okay. And now, as soon as I find my paper, which is right here, I'm going to hand it over to your chavrusa. Thank you so much for volunteering to read. Okay, first let's go to the Mishnah. It's a little bit chazara, but, I didn't bring Yushalmis. We'll go back to the Yushalmi later. Okay, so anyway, let's go to the Mishnah on Pei Vav on the base. Okay, so two people, right, send two identical gets, which, by the way, is what undermines Tosis, Ramban points out, undermines Tosis's whole teretz. They send two gitin shavin. How would you translate that into English? two identical. Yeah, that's the word I would have used. Two identical gittin. Right, right there, Tosus loses his argument. That's what the Ramban says.
You send two identical gittin, and they get mixed up.
So what do you do? A very simple solution. You just need to know that the wife received her get. So give both gittin to wife number one, and then let the shalichim take them. Take the shliach. Let shliach who was sent to give Rachel number one her get, take both gittin and give it to Rachel number one. Then let the shliach who was sent to bring Rachel to her get, go give both gittin to Rachel number two. For us anyway, it doesn't matter because we tear up the gittin and we write a p'tur. So who cares? So that's what the Mishnah says to do. Nostim shteim lezo, shteim lezo. Lefikach though, and this is very strange, lefikach, if one gets lost, the second one is batel. How does lefikach follow? Tell me something. I have a question for you. Supposing I told you for a moment, we're going to buy Tosis and Rabbi Meir. And let's say you had, let's say you didn't know that you could pull the shtick of giving both gittin to both women. If you're sent two gittin and they're identical and they got mixed up together, and one gets lost, therefore, the sheni is batel. How does it follow? How does it follow from the fact that in this araba you can give both to both, that therefore if one gets lost, the guest is batel? Jonathan?
Because you have the certainty before when you give both to both women. Now that you lose one, you don't have that certainty, so therefore.
What I'm asking really is that shnayim sheshochu shnei gittin shavin, the avad echa mehem harei sheni batel. That's all you needed. I'm trying to find the lefikach. I understand the din. You have two gittin. You don't know which one belongs to which woman, supposed to go to which woman. You lose one of them. You still don't know which one was supposed to go to which woman. I'm just struck by the formulation of lefikach. You give me the case. Now, I would have said two gittin that are identical and get mixed up and one gets lost, the sheni's batel. Right? That's really what the Mishnah is saying. But it follows on the heels of Nostim, when you have both, you give both to both. Therefore, if one gets lost, the sheni is batel. Like, yeah, and even if you couldn't give both to both for whatever technical reason, right? The sheni lost, of course, is batel. Yes?
Is it possible that if you just have a line of an sheni batel, you would think that as long as you have both of them, you can give whichever one to whichever one you want? I don't know why you would think that.
Well, the answer is no. Exactly for that reason. Why would you think that?
I don't know, you think like, look, these two gittin require each other because the Baal had in mind to have two or something.
Two different Baalim here. It's really, Lefikach is a very, the Mishnah should have said, Avolim Avad Echa Mehem. Lefikach, therefore. Again, if for technical reasons you couldn't, there's something, the word is not the word I would have expected, Yoni.
Now we're sort of at a loss for what to do. So we have a solution. But because of that, of the nature of that solution, the fikach.
So, you know, this is what the fikach, it should have been aval. In other words, the Mishnah is saying if both are kayamos, you can do a double double. But if one gets lost, the sheni's bata. The fikach doesn't emerge out of the fact that you can do a double double. The fact that if one of them gets lost, the sheni's batel is obvious. It's obvious before you ever start thinking about whether or not giving both to both is a solution. It's obvious because you don't know. You can't give, when there's a single get left, you can't give it to either one because you don't know if it's their get. Yeah?
Might be a stretch, but the sheni's batel runs a little bit of a weird language. Shouldn't it say, like, lomahani or something like that? Meaning, one of the, if you give that one get that you have to both women, one of them would be divorced. You just don't know which is what. So why are we saying the other one's batel? It seems like a little bit of a strange language.
Ooh! You're saying something that one of the Rishonim, you're starting down a path to something that one of the Rishonim, the Ran talks about, I think. What would happen if you gave this get to both women?
Meaning, one is for sure divorced and one is for sure not divorced.
Is that true?
Don't know who is who.
Is that true, or do we say that once it can't be given, this, that may not solve the Lefika problem. Once that can't be given, or maybe it will.
Once it can't be given, it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all. It's not even a Safek Gerushin if you give it to both.
Even though Klapei Shmai, we know who is whose.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Ran might actually have something like that. That's very good that you were sort of mechaving to that language, Hasheni Batal. The Ran, I think he thinks it's a Safek, but I think he... The Yushalmi is a different address a different question. So let's. I don't think it's relevant to this. What's that? Yes, but that's the problem. It's the same get for two different women. That's a different question. Or maybe it will somehow tie it. I don't know. But let me just. I want to take a look at the Ran. So he just says, he said it's not, but he's aware of the possibility that someone is going to read the Mishnah the way you're suggesting. You know, in the language suggests, picking up on that. And I wonder if there's somebody who actually does say that. What? The Rama, okay, how do I know that? Maybe I read the Rashba quotes the Rama. I didn't see the Rama. Okay, so there you go. Now, does that solve the Lefikach problem?
Yeah, that's more of that too. But that's just not something you could take straight away from the line of Mishnah. Therefore, that's Lefikach. That's why it's teaching you an additional finish.
Now, so this is what I want to tell you. Maybe, according to the Rambam, the Lefikach emerges that what the Mishnah is saying is the following. When you have two gittin like that are in the Sarvu, they still remain in potential to divorce the woman. Because you could give both to both. But it's only because, it's the Lefikach still strained, but it's only because of that potential. But if that potential is lost, see, if I didn't have the first part of the Mishnah, I would have said that the get is a suffix. Somehow you have to explain how the fact that the get is totally batel, it's not a suffix anymore, the single get, is an outgrowth of the nostrim shtem lazo shtem lazo. I don't know if it still will solve the problem. But your point about the language being mishnah already something to be shown and picked up on. I don't know. Is there a way to say that the lafika is an outgrowth, if you read like the Rambam, that the lafika, that the get is legamre batel, is an outgrowth of the fact that if both are kayam, you can use them. But if once one is batel and therefore it can't really be used, it's totally, once one is lost and it can't, and therefore the second one can't really be used, it's batel lagamri. Yoni?
I understand the avalri, but...
you understand what?
The avalri.
Yeah.
Like I understand why that would be more clear. But I do think that just from the flow of ideas here, we start out with a case which is really a suffix for us. We don't know what to do, and we have a path forward. I don't think that path forward is given.
Granted,
is
Rav Yirmiya doesn't think it's a given because it doesn't work for Rav Elazar.
Yeah, so it's a chiddush.
Yeah.
Based on that chiddush, now if something changes, we have a path forward.
Yes, but how does that follow that if then, in other words, the fact that if two gittin are nisarvu, and it's a chiddush that you can actually give both to both, then it works. How does it then follow from that? Therefore, if one is lost, the second one is batel lagamre. Or for that matter, how does it follow that? Correct. The question is true for both. I'm wondering whether the Rambam somehow, for the Ran, it's really hard to see the Lefikach. I'm going to know my own. It's a suffix. Of course, I have a get. I don't know whose get it is. It's this woman or that woman. It's a suffix. No chiddush there. But for the Rambam that we're saying that one, that the one doesn't even create a suffix, hence to forth, does that somehow an outgrowth of no stem stem lezo stem lezo in some way? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Ephraim?
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing I will note, you're going to have to assume that the husbands are here. Because otherwise, it's shlichus, you don't have shlichus to give the wrong get. I'll grant you that the get can be... No, it won't work anyway, Ephraim. What you're thinking for who, Rabbi Meir? You need chasim on the Shema. Wait, the Mishnah is saying... But you're saying you would have thought that you just hand it over because... Well, not for Rabbi Meir. You would have thought either Rabbi handed over. You thought, oh, I see. Oh, I see. I see. Well, again, what was the hava mean if Rabbi Meir? Yeah, for me too, I think. In other words, you can't use this shtar, you can't turn around and hand the shtar to one husband and say, yeah, give it to your wife, please, if you will write the other one for them, because both the cost. I mean, it's a lot to be mamis on this mission. We're in the wrong place almost, but maybe. You mean in lieu of Eidei Chasima, and then it's Rami Meir, nothing would be the Shema.
Well, maybe
in the Hava, I mean. All right. Listen, I'm open to almost anything because I don't have a good teretz. And the Rishonim, those who seem to be bothered by Slafikach. Of course, there might be an obvious teretz that I didn't check, which is to check if the Kisbeyad have something different. Well, the question is why? So, before you go... I don't think that matters. I don't think it matters the order and manner in which you do it. You're suggesting there's a difference between giving one tahar and giving the same one tahar, then taking the other one and doing the same thing, as opposed to giving two tahar and giving two tahar. Yeah, I mean, and it's the same day, so it's not going to, if someone sells a field in between, no, it doesn't even matter, it doesn't affect the sheep itself. Peros, but one guy grabs right in between the time. Well, what's that? Yoni, you're describing literally what was going on. I'm trying to understand the logic. I agree. I think that's a good ha'ara. I'm still going to be baffled by what's the logic.
Well, there's a question that comes.
Well, I understand why it works because you did what you needed to do. You don't just don't know when you needed what you did. In other words, I gave over. Did the woman get the get that her husband authorized and wrote the Shema? Was it handed to her by the husband Shalech? The answer is yes, it was. Again, why? Yes, yes. Okay, so you just move the, you know, it's like you say, you know, the problem of climbing this mountain, so you engage in a little bit of geology, and you move the mountain 20 feet to the left, and now say, okay, can you climb the mountain? It's the same, you've just pushed the problem to a different place. Okay, which is not a bad approach, because maybe you'll come up with, you know, it's a slightly different mountain to climb, it's just as tall. But, okay, I don't know I confess to not knowing the answer to the question. Let's just read a couple of lines in the Gemara, which we know already, but really sets up the question of Tosus. We can also read the Mishnah, first quickly, the first Mishnah, and the third paragraph. We'll wait for the Gemara. So go ahead, Yoni. Mantana. Okay, and even though Chazar is important, I have nothing more to say about the sugi we just did right now. So, Abai Amar. Okay, so the answer, Abai's answer, we've beaten to death also in the Rif and crew. But what's the one important thing that emerges from this Gemara if it's the discussion that Tosis is going to have? The Mishnah might or might not work according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the Machlokas Rav Yirmiyah and Abaye. But what is clear? Which is what creates the problem.
Definitely works for
Rabbi Meir. It definitely works for the person who says, Ede Chasima Bedaf Bekarte. That's what the Gemara says. Kanapa Therish. Right, if you're saying it doesn't work for Rabbi Elazar because he is called Ede Mesira Karte and he holds the Sina Lashma, whatever it is, it must work for Rabbi Meir. Because otherwise, who is our Mishnah? It's nobody. Mani Mas Nisan. Okay. Let's just read the first Mishnah, go ahead, Yoni, in the third parak. Okay, so the Mishnah has established that a get must be written, at least the shame Isha. Now, Ketzad. Kind of funny scenario. He's walking in the shuk and he hears the sofer teaching, you know, and they're writing, write the following guys, and they write, and he said, oh, that gives me, I'm going to divorce my wife. It's kind of funny. Yes, Ephraim.
It makes sense that if the sofer that's the most readily available names came would be the people who.
Yeah, that's right. The sofer is saying everybody's heard the good hot that so and so and his wife, they're fighting, so let's pick them as. Okay. Yeah, now I've come around to your way of thinking. Okay, what are the odds? All right, next. So it's no good because it's not Lishma. Next. Again, this is even funnier. You know, unless, you know, sometimes names become very popular. In this case, they had two of the same names, and I don't know. I don't know what I would say for this. It's like, oh, well, Yoni. My name is Yoni. Oh, you are saying, oh, by the way, I'm happy to live in this get. Would you like? It's obviously, it's hypothetical. I understand. It's just, it's kind of, this is good Torah for the Purim Spiel, by the way. This would be really good Torah. It's like, because this is about Torah, right? It raises the question. Next. Yes, Amikan. So this is kind of funny because the man obviously has a fetish for women whose names are Chaya Mushka Rachalea. So he's got multiple wives. Firstly, he's got multiple wives. Secondly, you find this in the world. People gravitate. Sometimes you'll see a person who's been married multiple times and you see the commonality between the women. It's sort of like, okay, clearly he likes a certain type. So that's what this guy, he likes Chaya Mushka Rachalea. Okay, next. Of what? being earnest? Oh, sorry. Okay. Fine. I see. Good. Finally. Yes, Amy Kane. So that's kind of funny also, but this one I can't imagine a scenario. Both of them are fighting all the time. So if you say, I've got to get rid of one. I'm not sure which one. So just do me a favor. Write me a get. I'll go home. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And I'll pick which one. What?
So you can use it as a threat.
Well, if that's with the case, Shimmy, it's easy. Just have both getting written. And use it as a threat.
Yeah, well, that's too much money.
I see. Okay. So the bottom line, the last line, obviously, as you understand, is so you will not have the opportunity to do, but a fascinating thing, a brera. That brera doesn't work. But the first three cases are more straight-up cases. It has to be l'shema isha, l'shem gerushin. The Gemara, I think Yushalmi does something similar. It lays out the Tzricha says. Okay? But the Gemara then is going to focus on the fact that if you write a get to divorce Chayamushka Rachalea, the elder, who's one of your wives, and you can't use it to divorce the younger, but you can use it to divorce the elder, that's where the Gemara is going to come from. Yoni? Yes.
So, Reza
says
to Agash.
He says,
then to whoever I want.
Yeah, no, I have two wives whose names are Chaya Mushka Rachalea. Write the get that says that, and I'll decide who I want to divorce later. I think so, yes. What?
Not
You mean he's not telling the sofer that?
Except he's telling the sofer writing that for Rachaleah, but I have two wives in Rachaleah, so I'll decide later on who I want to divorce.
The question is, does he say that last part to the sofer? I think the question is, does the sofer has to know who he's writing it for?
Well, I was asking just he's saying that. I assume that he was saying this whole sentence to the
sofer. Yeah, that's what I assume also.
Is he saying? I was just asking where if there was a comma after the sofer.
No, he means write it for the one that I will decide to be Megarish.
And the dip. Whoever he wants.
Yeah, that's what I assume. And that doesn't really work. Okay.